Hey, Mayday people.
Hi.
Tiana's here. Justin's here. We are very, 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 so many varies excited.
Yes. This is our scary movie day.
Scary movie day. Second annual now.
Yes.
As my daughter said, is this like an annual thing? And Tiana said,
as of today, yes.
Yeah, it is
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Because here we are. So we want to thank everyone on the Facebooks for suggesting movies for us to watch.
That was a lot of movies.
It was a lot of movies.
A lot.
And, well, some of those I sent Tiana a list this morning after taking some off that I had already seen, because the rule with this is that we have to not have seen it.
Yeah. There's quite a bit that one or both of us had seen.
Yeah. Because Tiana is, we kind of overlap a little bit. Like, I picked up where she left off because she doesn't get to watch them very much anymore. And
yeah,
I didn't
true.
Watch them until I was like 35.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of like 80s and 90s scary movies. And then I don't get to watch as many of them anymore.
Right. And I didn't start watching them like a lot until probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've kind of picked up the mantle. So we have a lot of material that we've covered over the years, just not at the same time. So it's kind of interesting to see what we both haven't seen.
Yep.
So, yeah, all the Stephen King was pretty much out because Tiana had seen a lot of it at inappropriate ages.
Yes, it's totally true.
Read it at inappropriate ages. Watched it at inappropriate ages.
I feel
ages.
Like the books were okay, though. Like, the books didn't super freak me out. Some of the movies did, and some of them not so much. Like, Cujo didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But Pet Sematary, there was just, like, one scene, and I saw it when I was 9 years old, and too soon.
Well, I just got done listening to someone read Pet Sematary to me. This one was read by the guy who plays Dexter, whose name is blanking on me now.
Oh,
Was also 6 feet under, so, and played Dexter. He reads Pet Sematary, so that's what I just read, and it was fantastic. Back to the movies, because that's what we were discussing.
Yes.
We had a ton of things, and so we got our heads together here and decided what direction we wanted to go. So the movie that we chose for our first one, we decided, this is a movie that I have been, as I say, dancing around and actively avoiding for years.
Yeah, this is one that, like, I just missed it when I was younger and watching lots of scary movies. And then I just got to a point where, like, it's increasingly difficult when your partner is somebody that doesn't like to watch scary movies.
Right.
And then you have a small child. Like, it's just really hard to find a time and space to watch a scary movie. So I somehow have never seen it.
Yeah, so we picked The Conjuring. And the reason that this is like my least favorite genre of horror movies,
why?
Like this, the haunted house. I'm totally
down with the haunted house
genre.
Like, as a thing, I think it's, I grew up in an old creepy house that made weird noises and had inexplicable.
Then why would you want to hear? It just,
I don't know. It just seems, it seems plausible, in a way that,
not supposed
lots
to say that
don't.
When you're sitting here looking.
I'm sorry.
It seems plausible.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about that on the drive over here, too, because I had been looking at the list that we were going to be choosing from. And yeah, I was thinking about how much I really enjoy haunted house style scary movies as a rule.
Yeah. I will say
I do really hate scary movies with dolls in them, and there may or may not be a scary doll in this movie. It's slightly unclear about, like, is it really in this movie or is it just in the movies that are related to this one?
So she's referring
to, but I really, really hate scary dolls.
Annabelle, which is in the same universe as The Conjuring. So The Conjuring was the first movie of this.
Oh, I thought Annabelle was like a sequel, basically.
Annabelle is technically a prequel about the people that are in this movie who are the haunted investigator type people.
Gotcha.
And that's like the first, one of their first cases that leads them to become, I've never seen it, because to me, Annabelle looked ridiculous.
I think all scary dolls look ridiculous, but I already find like porcelain faced or even plastic faced dolls that are like meant to be that porcelain faced style, I find them appallingly creepy to begin with in real life.
I understand that.
Like, I don't like to be in a room with a bunch of them.
Like ventriloquists.
No. Don't do it. No.
Yeah. So we're going to watch The Conjuring. I feel like this is my scary movie capstone course, because every person that I've talked to is like, and all the lists you read of legitimately scary horror movies.
Yeah, this
one
is on them as like a really good one.
The top five. It's never not in.
And it's a great cast.
Yes. So we'll see what becomes. We're going to throw our comments out after The Conjuring is on. And then the next movie we are going to watch is something that, another one that is always on these lists of like scariest horror movies and greatest horror movies of all time. It's, I believe, 1932. Freaks.
30 something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 32. So yeah, Freaks, which is a super old school, but very well-regarded horror movie from the 30s.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see that it's only like an hour long.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was 1932.
Yeah,
probably
that's
cost
true.
A bunch of money to begin with, right?
That's true. Film was a lot trickier.
And so I know a little bit about this movie, just having, you know, looked at lists and
yeah,
it's
like
always
I've
on
seen
there.
Stills from it before and heard it referenced.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the movie.
And I believe that, like, the big thing with this is it's about this woman who is a trapeze artist at this in the circus, and she ends up falling in with the group of the circus freaks, right, as they call them, all the circus sideshow people, which is where the movie's title comes from.
Yeah.
And I'm sure shenanigans ensue from there for some reason. And I believe this is the movie that has them chanting "One of Us" at the
I think you're
the
right.
End,
that sounds right.
Which is a very famous, like, you know, it's been used mockingly and not so mockingly in various forms of pop
culture. Yeah, although, like, thinking about it now, like, I'm sure most people that use that phrase, like, don't have any idea where
right,
it came
context,
from.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's true.
I've seen people chant that, like, jokingly, mm-hmm. and, like, I am pretty sure none of them would have any idea that it came from a horror movie. Yeah.
And so I believe also that they used legitimate, like, circus sideshow performers that were performers
That's
at the time.
That's definitely the impression I get from the stills.
Because Tiana was reading up on it. There was something about a hermaphrodite when they did, like, the half-man, half-woman.
Yeah, so I was reading this, like, very small write-up on IMDb about how the character who plays a hermaphrodite, of course, in like, old sideshows, if you've ever seen stills of it, you'll remember they portray hermaphrodites as somebody who is, like, their left side is female and their right side is,
like,
male, and that is not
half and half.
Actually how it works.
No.
Hermaphrodites are real, and that is not how it works. So I was reading this little article about, like, how they would portray that for audiences in real sideshows in you know,
right,
old times when that was, like,
yeah, when that was still okay,
more of a believable,
well, not probably
thing.
Not okay at the time, but, you know, not.
I mean, it was more generally accepted at the time.
Right.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So we'll look forward to that. But now we're gonna the bagel bites. I think already, which was I don't know why I wanted those today,
I don't
but
know.
I wanted them.
Sure. Yeah, I'm excited about
bites.
The Brazzy bites.
The Brazzy bites are making
the
their second appearance
variety.
On the podcast. So, so we're gonna come back with our comments on The Conjuring first, and then we'll see what becomes of Freaks after that. So we'll see you in a little bit. Okay, so. Yeah, that was about as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That was probably the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. It was really good.
It was really good. It was fucking phenomenal.
The cast was really, really fantastic and well-chosen. Yeah. The kids were even really good.
Oh my god. I'm
not
okay.
That was a bunch of child actors, and not a one of them made it seem stupid or cheesy.
No, no. That was, every bit as horrible as I imagined it was going to be when I watched it.
Yeah, so the movie actually opened with a shot of a creepy
doll,
like,
to,
right up in the face. I was like, what
I had
the?
To immediately apologize as the movie started,
oh,
and Annabelle was the
was,
first thing you see.
It was not what I was hoping for. But, you know, there are none of these dolls in my house, which makes me feel better.
Right.
Because I'm not stupid. Yeah, I'm glad we're watching another movie after this and that I have something to go to after this recording that is going to be, like, happy and fun. So
this
I am not, like, I would not be able to go straight to bed after this movie. No way.
This is a movie that requires a chaser. And there's Annabelle again.
Yeah, we're watching
the
closing credits rolling, and there's lots of, you know, images of
the real
people that this is based
on.
And, of course, the doll, because why not?
Yep. And now it's going
to
make
us
watch us
that
the El Camino Breaking Bad movie because Sarah is here in spirit. Ties it all together. Way to go.
You know,
so,
when you say Sarah's here in spirit after watching this movie,
yeah,
I feel
true.
Like that's
I'm
a
sorry.
Super weird connotation.
First of all, it was a fantastically done movie. Like, legitimately, as a film, it was great.
I had, I knew it was a good cast, but I had totally forgotten that Vera Farmiga was in it, and I find her so good and so, like, inherently haunting.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, all the time.
Yeah, her persona.
Even if she's not
like that,
playing
right?
a creepy character. She, like, I totally believe that she, like, is, you know, clairvoyant or whatever and has special relationships with demons. That totally seems plausible.
Special relationship.
That
you
totally
got a good working
seems plausible
relationship
for
with
me.
Those guys.
Yeah, I think that was genuinely scary. More so
the,
than
what was the
most...
scariest slash favorite part for you? I don't know if favorite's the right word. It's kind of like watching The Handmaid's
Tale
say it's my favorite scene.
There are so many. I think every time a kid was alone and there was clearly like somebody like manipulating them or something, like every time that poor little girl that slept walked would get up and beat her head against the wardrobe. And of course, you know, there's something like happening in or behind the wardrobe.
And they called it the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe from Hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not cool. Yeah, pretty much every time a kid was like being essentially tortured by a spirit or whatever. The like outside stuff didn't bother me that bad. Like, you know, somebody hanging from the tree.
The laundry, the hanging laundry.
That was a great scene where this is not when you see somebody hanging from the tree outside. But this is when Vera Farmiga's character is she and her husband are giving the mom a break, as every mom of five should get regularly. Yes. And the mom is upstairs trying to take a nap. And Vera Farmiga is outside putting laundry up on the line to dry, because, you know, it's the 70s. And as she's doing that, like, this weird, mysterious, almost storm rolls in very suddenly out of nowhere. And you see her get the creepies. And she's like, well, shit, I better get this laundry off the line and go back in the house. So she starts doing that. And one of the sheets, one like plain white sheet, pulls off the line suddenly and is blowing in the wind. And it looks like it hits a body in midair.
Oh, it was so cool.
And then the body shape is gone all of a sudden. And the sheet flies up to one specific window on the second floor of the house.
Where the mom is sleeping.
Yeah, where you realize the mom is sleeping. And as soon as it's gone from that window, as soon as the sheet like flies away in the breeze from that window, you see a creepy character standing in the window right where that sheet was. And then you see it walk away like off to where you can't see it in front of the window. And of course, that's where the mom is sleeping. So that was a great scene, and I really liked it. I was not scared during that particular scene, but I thought it was really well done.
Well, you've seen most of the stuff done that's been done in this movie. That was one of the things, the sheet hitting the body.
Yeah.
When it flew off the thing, I'd not seen much done like that before.
Same. I've never seen a sheet used to such such skillful avail in a scary movie before. Both it hitting the invisible body in midair, and then like going to cover this window, but like in a way that made it seem like maybe it was really just the wind. Like it wasn't perfectly straight covering the window, you know. It was really like as if the wind had just blown it there, and then it gets kind of like yanked away by the wind, which was really creepy.
They did an interesting job of making the early stuff when they're not sure what's going on in the house be totally plausible by things that they had done or things that were wrong with them, like the kid was a sleepwalker.
Right. And like, it's an old house, right?
And the mom had the iron deficiency, so that's why she thought she was getting bruises and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Those were not iron deficiency bruises.
No.
Like, she's just kidding herself there. But yeah, I think they did a great job of that. You're right. All of the things up front seemed kind of like explainable at first. Until they just like all started happening all at the same time and to everybody in the household. And then, you know, clearly it's not explainable by normal things anymore. I was thinking through like half of this movie, like, where is the littlest child? Because she was just like not in a lot of these scenes.
Yeah.
Where like, I don't know, if I was the oldest or second oldest kid or an adult in this scene, I would be like, where the fuck is the little one?
Right.
Because she is small. She's pretty helpless. She's been hanging out with Rory, apparently. The name Rory might be ruined for me now.
Right.
I thought they did a really good job also with when you do see faces of the like spirits of the dead people. It was really well done. Like they still seemed corporeal.
Yeah.
Like they really had the actor there, not like,
It wasn't like CGI.
Not like
super CGI.
Yeah, none of it was CGI, and none of it looked like they shot it somewhere else and then like, you know, superimposed like a translucent version of that shot into the shot. Like the actor was there.
Right.
And it was that I thought made it feel much more interesting and much more genuinely scary.
Yeah.
I really dislike it when in scary movies you see like, you know, practically a holograph of a ghost or something. Yeah. I'm like, come on, that's...
Yeah, they did it.
It's automatically less scary for me.
Yeah, it takes you out of the moment because you can
tell
it's so
fake. Then I'm thinking about what they did there.
Right, exactly. Right. You as the as the designer, the graphic
I
designer,
don't think that's
like,
why. No, because I always liked scary things and I always felt that way. Like the stuff that is shot real is so much more convincing and gets you at least for me, like it helps me be in the movie so much more.
Yeah, I would say the only thing besides, I mean, some of that, I would assume all the facial effects, I guess, were probably CGI.
Yeah, definitely. But like, all the real, like on
it,
the mom.
It wasn't like the whole end. Person was a CGI person, which I think is
no,
where
there
you
was
run
like a
problems.
Lot of makeup, you yeah. know, and stuff yeah. like that. Like a lot of it was definitely practical effects. Yeah. And I think that, you know, like, yeah, you and I have probably had this conversation before. Like, that's why I think the new Star Wars movies are fantastic. Yes. And the ones that came out, like,
we can't talk about the
yeah, episode 1 through 3, which I refuse to ever watch again, were horrible
because
they didn't do any practical effects. Like, nothing was practical, and it all seems super fake the whole time.
I remember having a conversation with my buddy Chris, who's super Star Wars nerd to the highest degree, and I was just like, George,
that's what that is.
The cup doesn't have to be a CGI cup, just give me a cup. Yeah. Make it a cup.
No, yeah.
Come on, man.
We've been making scary movies for a long time before we had CGI, and yeah. lots of them were great.
Including the ones that he made.
Yes, you know? Like, go with what works. But anyway, that's something I really appreciated about this movie, was yeah. lots of practical effects.
Yeah, the practical effects, they help
phenomenal
because, again,
acting.
They keep you in the... It makes it like seem like it could be really happening
yeah.
to you, you know?
I'm curious, like, how many scary movies has Lily Taylor been in? Because
good question.
I feel like I've seen her in a couple already yeah. before this. She was in like one of the versions of like House on Haunted Hill or something like that.
Oh, she might.
Or like The Haunting. I don't know what it was called. Yeah. Someone where they're in a big like creepy old house and there are like babies and the house is possessed and it's yeah, it's weird. And then I feel like there's another one that I've seen her in. Is she just like a total badass of scary movies? And
seems
I just
to
didn't,
she did a
didn't
great
realize
job.
That before.
Especially
she was
in that final like 20 minutes where she's possessed.
Yes. She was incredible. Amazing.
Yeah, all the actors were great. Technically, they did some awesome things. They had some really cool shots. Camera work was
yeah,
awesome.
And it didn't feel forced.
No.
They all made sense in the
yes.
moment.
Yes. Yeah. They weren't doing anything like just to do it.
There were
like,
yeah, hey. There were no gratuitous weird angles.
Yeah.
The weird angles were all justified by the character's perspective mm-hmm. and the kind of craziness with which things were happening kind of toward the end, where just like thing after thing after right. thing after thing is happening and people are like running all over the house. Like, then it really makes sense to yeah. be seeing Vera Farmiga running down the hallway from above.
Yeah.
It all made sense, and it was really, really well done.
Yeah. It's scary as hell.
Yes. Yes, definitely scary as hell. I will probably watch this again because I really like to rewatch movies that I super yeah. enjoy. But I will probably rewatch this again in full light of daytime in my house where, like, I can't make the main floor dark during daytime if I wanted to. There
right.
are so it's so bright in there.
Yeah.
That is where I will watch yeah. it.
That's how our house is. So
yeah,
we're downstairs
in the middle
house.
Of the day when it's sunny out.
Right. I was glad you made me keep the stairs.
Oh, really?
On. Yeah.
I just didn't want to break my neck, but I'm glad that worked
I think
for
that
you.
Helped. We only had to take, I think I paused the movie twice
yep.
to be like, this is when I grabbed my knife, and this is when I would be selling the house. But then they were like, if you leave, it doesn't matter. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah,
damn
that's
it.
True. That was extra, like...
creepy. That made it extra bad, because
yeah,
you're like, the
well,
spirit
yeah.
attaches to you.
And then
you're
you
like,
see what Vera Farmiga's character saw, where there's like this like humanoid shape ugh. Behind them, like basically hanging out right at their back and
right.
shoulder all the time. And that was like... way worse than yeah. just the house being haunted, you know?
You're hoping
like
it's
not
house.
Just the house.
Yeah.
No, now it's you
yeah.
and your entire family.
And
I wonder if this would have been less creepy if we didn't have kids. You
oh,
know?
I think it's creepy all around.
I think it's definitely creepy all around, but do you
I
think
mean,
it's less genuinely scary for watchers that don't have children, so can't really imagine what that's like in the same way?
I would, yeah, I mean, it probably is.
Because that's the thing that makes this extra scary for me is like, they're concerned about their children.
Right.
You know, it's not just like they're scared yeah. for themselves. They're concerned about their children.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of children.
Yeah. 5.
Lots of them. And some of them are still pretty small. The one that sleepwalked looked my kid's age.
I was joking with Tiana that I thought this was maybe a meditation on the materialism of society and how all we want is a big house and the fancy things, and that's not what
this
we should want.
A,
but it could
fancy,
also be a call for birth control.
it was the 70s birth control
was
available.
Who was the one that got into contact with the ghost the first time? The newest one.
Yeah, that's
See?
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, little kids are just more open to things. That totally
right.
makes sense.
That's right. No, I had a friend of ours that, a friend of a friend that I know, who they just moved into a new house a couple of years ago. And they have like, that son was probably like one or, he's probably 3. And came out one night talking about the guy that was in his room that he talked to. Yeah. I'd have been like, nope, that's it for me. I gotta go.
We're gonna sell this house now.
That's right.
I have a feeling that's how Todd would have been too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, no, so great movie. I knew someone was going to recommend it. It was one of those movies where it was the first one, I think, that somebody posted.
I gotta tell you, I was so tempted during this movie at some point to text your daughter upstairs and be like, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to wait until it's dark and your dad's home. And sometime just like from around the corner or from another room, just clap twice real loud. Oh, man.
I tell you what, somebody claps
in this
house.
I didn't do it. But I was really tempted.
We took an intermission. And I went upstairs and I told them because they were upstairs. And like the living room was right above us. So they were like, how's it going down there? She's like, we hear you. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, every once in a while, Justin was very loudly like, nope, 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 nope.
And I was like, here's the thing. Anybody intentionally scares me the next like 3 days, it's on. Because they do it to me anyway. Like in our back room that we converted to the workout room. Yes. Like I have the
that's
treadmill.
A weird room. It sounds weird in there all the time because it's got a cement ceiling. Floor and it has a high ceiling.
And so there's a treadmill in there. It faces away from the doorway that comes from inside the house to that room.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll have my headphones on because the Roku app lets you listen to the audio on your phone through your headphones. So I'll be watching the TV listening to it and I won't be able to hear anything.
Oh.
And there's been like 4 times that they have intentionally, not like, oh, hey, Dad, and like freaked me out. Like intentionally they have come up behind me and scared the shit out of me on the treadmill, which is dangerous, by the way. And I like, oh my God.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Nikki did it down here in the bathroom one day.
On purpose?
Yeah, totally. I was down here and it was funny. This is a great visual. So I was in the bathroom and I had just bought at an estate sale a vinyl copy of the Close Encounters of the Third Kind soundtrack. And it was playing on the stereo.
This is fantastic.
And she comes down and she just out of nowhere. Yeah, I didn't hear her come down because it was playing pretty loud.
Yep.
And she just... Two hands.
And of all the things to be playing.
Two hands on the bathroom door. Burr, 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 and I lost it. I lost it. It was awful. It was awful.
Oh, I'm so and sad I wasn't here for your
her
reaction.
Ass off. I was like, I'm glad you were amused
That's
by
love.
My pain.
That's
that
love.
Is love. Right? All right. Well, I think Freaks is going to be a fucking walk in the park after
I agree.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking there is no way it's going to be scary compared to this.
Right.
No way.
Oh, so we'll see how Freaks goes. But Conjuring, fantastic, in spite of the fact that it scared the shit out of both of us.
Yeah, it was great.
Legitimately.
It was great. Definitely a daytime watch for me, because I'm sure I'll be watching it alone next time I watch it.
And I'm told, legitimately, that The Conjuring 2 is just as good, if not better.
But is it all about the fucking doll?
No,
I can't. I mean, you said there was like only going to be a moment of doll in this one, and that was definitely not true.
So sorry.
Definitely not true.
Really
and that
tried.
Is a really creepy doll.
I really tried. If I would have had more advanced notice of the doll, I could have researched this a little more.
I think I can watch this movie again now that I know.
Yeah. But yeah, the opening shot being bam,
man.
Annabelle's face.
Yeah. It was rough. It was rough going for a bit. And then it happens again later in the movie.
Oh my God. All right. Well, we're going to dive into Freaks here and see where this leads us. 1932. The totally other end of the spectrum.
Yes, no kidding.
We'll see where it goes.
20 teens to the 30s.
People. We'll be back in a little bit, maybe. Okay, Freaks.
Yeah, that was seemed very much like watching an extended Twilight Zone episode.
A little bit, a little bit. It definitely felt like two separate movies.
Yeah, one where everybody's angry.
Yes,
and one where everybody is just not. It was a lot of exposition in the beginning.
Yes.
A lot of explaining.
Yes. But when it turned hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it got dark pretty quick.
Real, real fast.
Yeah.
For a movie that was 1 hour and 2 minutes long. That was pretty an intense ending.
Yeah, I guess, like, I don't even know if it was half. It was probably, like, the last, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. There's a lot of buildup.
We're very dark.
Yeah,
and before
super dark.
Yeah, and before that, like, not so much. I mean, like, you know, you see that some of them are really horrible people.
Yeah, as per usual.
For a while.
the non-freaks, as they call them.
Yeah.
The,
not all of them, though. Some of some of the average people were fine.
Nice to them.
Yeah.
Frozo.
Yeah,
the clown guy.
And the, what's her name?
Oh, the lady that, like, hangs out with them all?
Yeah.
The older lady?
No.
No?
The lady that was with Frozo at the end.
Venus.
Yes, her.
Yeah, and the older lady that's with all the people at the...
that takes care of the little ones.
Man.
Yeah, it was super dark at the end.
Yeah. For 1932, I'd say I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of jarring to think, like, this is probably only a few years before, like, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think Wizard of Oz was 39, I think.
Yeah, that sounds
around
right.
Around there. 35, maybe. I can't remember. Gone with the Wind was right in there. The same. Yeah.
It's odd to me to think that this was out, like, very near those movies.
Yeah. But, I mean, but for 32, it was well acted, for sure. You know, the editing suffers, and is that the big thing you notice in the older movies?
Yeah, that's true. The editing was really rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even for older movies, like, I feel like it was extra rough for this one. Yeah. But, yeah, everybody was pretty good actor.
Hans, hard to understand.
Hans was hard to understand at times between his voice and the accent, which was pretty thick. Yeah. Like, that made it tough. And, you know, 30s recording equipment was not the best. So you're already, it's almost like hearing everybody through like a watery film, you know?
Yeah. But it was good.
Overall good.
I didn't have much hope. Like in the beginning, it's very 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a definite pacing and tone shift from what we just watched on The Conjuring.
And there was a lot of like stylized speaking, like is really common in 30s movies where, you know, the guys kind of talk in like this exaggerated wise guy manner.
And it's
really like hard to get past listening to them, but got used to it after a little bit.
And you really do notice like the shift in how the men talk to the women, just in general, across the board.
back then
compared to modern times.
Definitely. So I mean, nothing was super shocking.
No.
But it was well done.
The ending reveal, I say, was a little shocking, especially being made in 1932.
I didn't find it that shocking.
I mean, she was half chicken.
I mean...
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
That was a little strange.
But clearly they had done something pretty bizarre to her.
Yeah, they had.
I mean, everybody was looking at you. So in the beginning, like, you're walking into a couple of guys upset that some people are on his property, and then they go back to the circus, and that's how you know that the circus is there.
Right.
And then basically the next thing is an evening where, like, people visiting the circus are walked into a tent where there's, like, these pens, like, on the ground. And
like a pit,
they look down into one of these pens, and somebody screams, of course, because there's always a lady screaming in 30s movies. And you hear kind of, like, this is clearly taking place after the rest of the movie. And you hear the guy leading the patrons of the circus through kind of saying, like, believe it or not, she used to be beautiful.
Right.
She was Cleopatra, and like kind of talking about who she used to be. And then it goes into the main story. So at the end, you're taken back to that spot where they're all like looking down at the pen that was apparently very shocking.
Yeah.
And that's how you find out what they did to her. I wasn't that shocked by the reveal. I feel like, yeah, it was well set up for it to have been something pretty terrible.
Okay. I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if they were going to, like, leave it hanging. Like, you didn't get,
well, I
didn't
mean,
get to see,
like,
what
she was a full-grown woman. Like, how else would they be keeping her in a pen on the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, she had to be missing limbs and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a bad night in the forest.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah, rough storm.
No kidding. Man. So, yeah, I would definitely check it out. And it's one of those movies that, like, it's going along, and then all of a sudden, when it turns, and it doesn't turn back.
when the little people have had enough, they really have had enough.
That is no joke. And it did have a little bit of a happy ending for Hans.
Yes. Yeah, for Hans, and, you know, the nice people, Venus and...
Venus and Frozo.
Frozo the clown.
Yep. The names are great, too, because this is, like, I guess this is taking place, it doesn't really say where it's at in the beginning, but everybody is...
Almost everybody sounds European, with the exception of, like, Frozo and... I don't know, maybe a couple other characters. There are so many characters that don't really talk.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. But Frozo and Venus sound American. Pretty much everybody else sounds European.
But, yeah, definitely recommended. It was good. And the thing with this movie is, like, that all the, you know, circus performers were actually legitimately
Yeah, they were, the way they were basically playing themselves, sometimes with different names.
Right, because we're looking
at a couple of them I have seen in other movies. Daisy and Violet, Siamese twins. I've seen them in another movie.
Yeah, they're conjoined twins, and they're Daisy and Violet Hilton.
Yeah, we're looking at the slide of the main cast right now.
The Schlitzy is played by herself.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Roscoe's name is really Roscoe.
Half woman, half man, Josephine Joseph is the person that I was looking up before. And it said in the brief bio that, like, this is what she was best known for.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's been in anything else, but.
Very interesting.
But yeah, like, that's how that person was.
So two.
Presented.
Two very interesting.
Yeah, super, super, super different movies. Kind of like last year.
Yeah.
But even more so.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Because this was 80, would you say 80 years?
Yeah, like 80 years between these two movies we just watched, The Conjuring and Freaks.
Yeah, definitely unexpected. But
good choices, people.
Excellent choices. The Conjuring, I feel good having finally made it through. Now I know there's The Conjuring too, which I've got to make it through too. But
yeah, I'm going to have to actually find out for real this time if there's more creepy dolls in The Conjuring 2 before I decide whether or not I'm going to watch that.
I know, right?
That was about as much creepy doll as I can take.
The dolls don't bother me.
I don't know why they bother me. They just seem so, like, why? Why make those things? It's just
I don't know.
Creepy. They look like they're possessed by human souls.
Yeah, those old times, especially the old ones, the super old dolls are really, really creepy. Although I don't know, like Chucky was supposed to be like a my buddy doll from the 80s, and that was creepy.
Yeah, that really did look like one of those my buddy like closely related to Cabbage Patch dolls, right. You know. Yeah, so, not into the scary dolls.
A good day of scary movie watching. So thank you all for coming on the social medias and helping us pick out a movie.
Yes, great recommendations.
Yeah. And we're going to have our last episode of the book club is going to be up this week. And Tiana and all her friends talking about the last few chapters.
Yes. Sadly, Sarah couldn't join us.
Yeah. So keep in touch because we have two more weeks left of Handmade Halloween. We're going to give away our poster and the signed script from Mr. Bruce Miller. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. I'm excited to see who those go to.
All right. We'll see you, everybody.
Bye.